something for the weekend. It is Saturday. I'm delighted to have the new Miss Ireland on the line, Dr. Ivana McMahon. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. So lovely to speak to you.
How does it feel now being Miss Ireland? You're not going to be able to run to the shops now in your pyjamas and your hair up in a bun. You're going to have to look glam all the time.
I am so delighted. Walking on cloud nine, you know, yeah. It's absolutely amazing.
Because to do Miss Ireland, it must be quite daunting, because it's not just a case of you do one competition and you're now Miss Ireland. There's a series of competitions, isn't there?
Absolutely. So before Miss Ireland, I would have taken part in Miss Munster. So I would have put myself forward hoping to be Miss Clare. Then I competed at the Munster rounds and I was actually crowned Miss Munster. Yeah. And
where are you from in Clare, Ivana?
I'm from Bearfield, so just outside Ennis.
Okay, so I'd say you had the whole community cheering you on, did you?
Absolutely, and especially now since winning Miss Ireland, we've inundated with phone calls and texts. It's been amazing. So
everyone knows you, don't they? Everyone knows you when you win something
knows
like
me
this.
Now, yeah,
because you've had a busy few years. Because I know you finished medical school there a couple of years ago, and you were into working in a hospital in the middle of the pandemic.
So I would have graduated back in 2020. I actually graduated a little bit early, like the majority of other medical schools around Ireland. Just because of the COVID pandemic, and they brought forward our exams and they wanted to get us out into the workforce. So yeah, it would have been pretty hectic, but you know, I was so lucky with how supportive everyone was that was already in the healthcare system when we started, and then really supporting us during that time.
Do you know what? During that time, because it was just so unprecedented, you probably learned more in that time than you would have done in years if it had been a normal kind of setting.
That's true, yeah, kind of, you know, when you're thrown into something headfirst,
sink or swim,
you kind of have to go for it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I mean, all the years of studying, and you're now taking a little break from that, aren't you?
I am indeed.
I'm sure it's full on when you're studying to be a doctor.
Definitely, you know, it was definitely a busy few years, kind of going, you know, straight from secondary school into college. And, you know, so yeah, I'm looking forward now to taking a little bit of a break, as you say. And I can't wait for everything that's going to come up with Miss Ireland and then now on to Miss World. So excited, to be representing Miss Ireland.
You'll have to get a few tips from Rosanna Davison, because remember,
absolutely,
she won Miss World.
I know, it's so incredible. Yeah. And all the other, you know, it's been lovely, all the support that I've received from the previous Miss Ireland winners and, you know, the previous county winners.
How do you find the time to do everything that you do? Because I'm kind of exhausted even talking to you between, you know, working as a doctor in the hospital, and then I know you play pretty much every instrument that has ever been invented. And then doing these kind of these competitions. I mean, how do you actually find time? Are you very good at time management?
You know, I'm a big planner. I love organising. I always have my diary out and pencil and everything. I'm a big, big planner. All my friends would say that about me, that I
would
love
they,
planning. Yeah, I plan.
Are you like Monica now? Monica from Friends, where you have to have everything organised. Yeah.
I do. I'm definitely happier if I have my plan for the day made. That gives me brilliant enjoyment now to know that I'm all planned out.
No harm. I'm a bit of a lastminute.com, and it does lead to stress, so you're better off. The next year, you're going to be taking the next year off working as a doctor, so you'll be able to, you can't really put your feet up, because you're going to be busy now with all your Miss Ireland duties. And I know that, you know, you do a lot of fundraising for charity and stuff in that role. When is the Miss World competition then?
So Miss World, we haven't got a set date as of yet, but it tends to happen at the end of the year, so usually November, December time. But yeah, you're right, there'll be a lot now to happen in between. So I'm really excited to keep working with charities and fundraising. So, you know, Beauty with a Purpose is a huge part of Miss Ireland. All the girls that were involved this year, we were all raising funds for Variety Ireland's Children's Charity. And then also we had our own various charities that we chose that we wanted to support. This year, so far, we've actually managed to raise over €50,000. So I think that's incredible for all these charities. So I'm really excited now to keep that going, keep fundraising. And, you know, it's lovely. Like, not only are you bringing awareness and fundraising to the charities, you're bringing the community together. You know, a lot of us had events that we organised, you know, quizzes, concerts in the community. So it's just lovely.
You know, when you go to do Miss World, Ivana, what country is that happening in?
So We don't know.
Don't know yet.
I'm just wondering
to myself, because do you have to show a talent or anything at that? Like, we'll play a musical instrument? You do?
Yeah, so
okay, I'm wondering how you're going to ship the harp over. It's going to be massive.
I didn't even consider that yet.
She's bringing the tin whistle instead. It's easier for the luggage.
So I'm excited now to get to play, hopefully, the harp as well. You know, it would be brilliant to play that at Miss World. I'd love it. And, you know, all
brilliant.
The other cast.
Because the harp is such a beautiful instrument, but I never really hear people playing it. And then last year on the Late Late Toy Show, that young girl came on and played it. Oh my God, she was unbelievable. And I was watching her going, the harp looks like such a difficult instrument to play.
You know, it's an absolutely beautiful instrument, and 100% it takes, you know, practice and time. You know, I've been playing since I've been around 13 years old. You know, so I've had a good few years playing it now, and definitely, you know, at the start kind of getting into it, it can be definitely difficult. But no, I absolutely love it. It's definitely one of my favourite instruments that I play. And, you know, it's so lovely being the emblem of Ireland. I just think it's a lovely representative of Ireland, you know, to be able to play it.
Does Miss Ireland have calluses on her fingers then from playing the harp?
I do. You know, I do tend to get blisters sometimes if I'm playing it too much.
See, she's not perfect. So what other instruments then could we consider if you don't bring the harp over? Because there's quite a few you play.
I do. So I play the fiddle as well. I play the tin whistle, the harmonica, the drums, the baron.
Stop.
So I've got a few options.
Oh my God. Well, I play music on the radio. That is about it. And that is exactly where we're going to leave it. Listen, the best of luck at Miss World. Lovely catching up. Dr. Ivana McMahon, I have your number now on speed dial in case of any medical emergencies. I can give you a shout.
Thanks so much
See
for having
now.
Me on.
Bye. It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.